Hi guys, welcome to the VAR podcast. This is your lovely, lovely host, Chief Salma. How's April taking you so far, man? This is a full month in Makuafiti Sana. I hope you guys are eased up and having a very, very easy, or you've had a very easy week. Yeah, this is your host, Chief Salma. And we'd just like to let you guys know that Makuafiti, hope Makupoa, Mimi Makuafiti. And of course, my guest today, Pia, I'm glad that... By the time we're recording this, it's super, super early by the insult ya kusikia kulala. But you know what? We have to deliver. No matter what, we have to deliver. And before we even get to our episode today, season 5, episode 7, I'd like her to introduce herself and on who's on the podcast today. Karibu sana.
Oh, Santi. Hi, guys. My name is Lorraine Baraka, and I am a content creator, CEO and founder of LBB Crochet. I have a online page on Instagram. You can go follow it. Mm-hmm. And I'm a business lady. I think that's all.
Karibu sana, karibu sana. About the crochet part, yeah. When did you like know that you can crochet?
Oh God. I started crocheting when I was nine. Yeah, nine. Oh, and nice. Then forgot about it until Corona period and then pick it up.
Na ikakuja tu?
Yeah.
Nini mbasa mkua inabuilt? Yani nini kiumbe cha Mungu yenye mliwekewa kipaji?
Kabisa.
It just came to. It wasn't hard coming back to
no,
it.
No, I'm so creative. So I think it was just easier. I was like, let me just take a hook and then I'm like, let's start.
A queen who's aware. Queen who is aware of what she can do.
Exactly.
Ah, nice. That's what we stand for in the podcast. Karibu sana.
Thank you.
So today we want to talk about something we call outgrowing. And outgrowing in terms of friendships, and cause I feel like there are places whereby we, as we keep on doing things, as we keep on growing, we outgrow things.
Yeah.
And lucky for you, you never outgrew your crochet, but there are other things you outgrew in your life that you don't feel like they make sense to you anymore.
Yeah.
And this cuts across so many things. But today we want to talk about friendships. Yeah. How would you define outgrowing something on your own accord?
For me, outgrowing friendship or?
Yes. No, outgrowing, just the word outgrowing, how would you define it?
For me, the word outgrowing, I can say it's like the moment you just feel like, for me, it's like lack of interest.
Lack of interest.
Yeah. Like the moment I'm not interested by something and I'm just good to go. Yeah.
So do you think like outgrowing something is normal?
Yeah, it is. It is. Because me, I think cons are outgrowing like behaviors, things. You do it like it's such a normal thing to do. Yeah,
so it's something that whether you like it or not, it's going to be embraced.
True. Yeah.
It's so ever since you realized friendships, have you outgrown a lot?
Oh God, a lot kabisa because I think at some point like life has forced me to outgrow friendship. And sometimes I just have to learn how to outgrow some friendships. So yeah,
whether
for
you like
my
it or not.
Betterment. Yeah.
And okay, some say outgrowing is an art of realizing when you need to go forward, and whatever you're having currently will no longer serve you in the future. But others will say, okay, I want to nivumilie nione kwenye kitu itaenda. Do you believe in such a thing?
No.
When it no longer serves you, but you feel like, let me hold on to it. Maybe I'll need it.
No, I feel like there is where you mess things up and you regret later. You were like, I wish I let this go a long time ago so that I can move on with life. So, yeah. Yeah.
So, you just have to... Is it hard for you? Or is that easy?
I think in my situation, life has made me... That's like a part of my coping mechanism, so I can't say much about it. I'm so used to. It's something I've done since I was young. Yeah.
Wait. mambo ni kama hayo kwa ground, guys. Mambo ni kama hayo kwa ground. So, for you, have you ever outgrown someone?
I've outgrown a lot of people, so I think I'm an expert in that.
Expert in cutting people off.
I think so. Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way, but something like that. Yeah.
Give us a scenario.
For a scenario, okay, let me just give you in a whole how my life is. So where I grew, like it was more of seeing me, my family, and And yeah, and that was it. So I went to school, found people, made a lot of friendship and everything. So I feel like the moment I'm at home, there's this life I'm in. Mm. And the moment I'm in school, there's another life. So it's like after finishing maybe primary school, even high school, you get like you get to another path that doesn't involve your friend in maybe in primary or in high school.
True.
You just have to just outgrow that friendship. Like, maybe you can just text, hi, how are you? Fine. You have nothing else to talk about. So you just outgrow the friendship. So I think that has been me to primary to high school to college to now I'm working. So it's something that I'm so used to.
You're so used to.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that hard to move. Is there a friend who has ever tried to, like, you guys have ever tried to rekindle something and it never worked?
Yeah, a lot of friends, because I think it's just normal to, like, one day unakanga even then you find this text, ati, hi, sasa, ni nani, uko like, oh, poa, nini, and then you're like, what else should I tell her? And then ako hapo, you just message in a back hapo on grade, because you don't know what to respond back to, ujui mumulize, uko na watoto ama unaendelea, you don't know
yeah,
it's just weird. So you just leave it as that. You just once in a while you just say hi and that's it.
Because I remember there's a friend who told me alipatana bishake kwa somebody they used to be best friend in high school. You find them kwa gari, hi, how are you doing, unaendelea aje, like, good. They took each other's number. But now it was different. Whatever you are on in life doesn't need me in it. Whatever I'm doing doesn't need you in it.
True.
So for you, where you're already thinking about marriage and all that.
True.
Maybe I'm out here hustling, doing a lot of things.
True.
So we no longer serve each other's interest.
Yeah.
So we have to grow a lot. And as in show, it was a little bit weird because you try to move back, it's not making sense. Because between that time uliachana up to now, there's been a gap.
True.
Na hii gap, a lot has happened to both of you.
Yeah.
Wewe uko huko, life imekufanya mambo mingi. Huyu pia uko life imefanya mambo mingi. And just chances brings you together.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, life really tried to bring us together, but we can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do this anymore. So I get it. Okay, for me, what I'll say, outgrowing is natural.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, because there reaches a place whereby you have to drop some people.
True.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Because it's quite sad. Because I mean, kumbuka my uni life, there are people that you feel like they just went to do their things. Not that kubaya, but you feel like they no longer serve you anymore. And now, pia wewe, you don't know, you no longer serve them.
Mm.
They've grown up and focused on other people.
Yeah.
But again, unasema ngotu kama when you want to drop what you have trauma. Do you believe in that? Like for you, you can't hold something solid. It's always like, if people don't serve you right, it's like if you change your job right now, those friends are done like that. You move to another job, you make new friends.
Well, yeah, that's a bit mean, because I feel like I really like people. Mm-hmm. I really like socializing. So even if I've outgrown you, I don't get to like put you like off like get out of my life. I keep in touch. Ile ata, hi, what are you doing? Ile tu, like, I just say hi once in a while. I make sure everything is okay in your life. As much as we can't talk about anything, I'll just say hi to see how you're doing. And maybe once in a while, look at your status, maybe see your social media, just see what you're doing. But here you have to cut off, like, done. No.
Completely.
That's mean. That's being mean now.
Do you think, like, it's trauma?
Yeah, it is. I swear it is now. I swear it is.
Cutting off people each and every time.
No, that it is, because you have no reason why you do so. Just maybe thinking, put somebody there in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time life is going to give you another chance. So you never know. Maybe utaenda siku moja, you like be like, I've been saying hi to you, ama siku moja utume kwa ofisi nyingine upate any CEO. Utafanya nini? Na ulimcut off vibaya kwanza. So you're like, because William cut off now, you had no reason. So keep people.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Do for you as of, let me say, okay, I saw a video.
Yeah.
This guy, I think Halikwa made a resignation for like 2 weeks before. So now it was the last day. Just he was taking a video. I don't know if it was a joke. And they were saying,
yeah,
all these guys don't know I'm going to block them once I leave this job. And you're like, is this moving on? Is this letting people go? Am I, is it that they don't serve him anymore? And I'm like, for you, if you ever change your job, will your other colleagues who are from other spaces be your friends still?
I think
Am I will be hard? Yeah, am I from new ones?
No, for me, I feel like if I'm going to move on, like, they're not gonna be my friends. They're going to be more of acquaintances. Like, I just know them. Like, yeah, if no stories with them, but nearly to, if maybe, because I feel like I'm a business lady, so I really have to, friendship in a fakwapo, like, people really mean a lot to me because I need them to support my business, and I have to, like, make friends, and put your business out there so that you can get that support. So even, like, I can't cut people that Ivo Arakati or Nini. I will still talk to Seme. We'll still talk. Say hi. Yeah.
Reach out.
Yeah, reach out.
Reaching out is key.
True.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've told us, is it like a real experience in your life that you've experienced?
Pardon?
I'm saying she got grow away.
Yeah, actually, oh God. Should I talk about it or not?
Bring it on. Say that we outgrow mtu ame kwatu.
Yeah, me I feel like naturally me najuanga ku outgrow watu, but sasa shida ni niko na attachments issue. So hiyo ndio shida. So the thing is, this friend outgrew na I think I was not mentally prepared for it because I felt like maybe it's normal because me na outgrowing watu. Maybe mtu akini outgrow I'll be like, it's fine. Okay. So it was the funny thing, it was almost her birthday and I was like, she was like more of a best friend. So her outgrowing me, I was so shocked. I didn't even, it's something that found me off guard and I had to deal with it. I was like, let me keep the feelings. I didn't react actually. That's a good thing. I didn't react. I understood her. I was like, it's fine. Life is like that.
Did you ever get closure? Not really happened for you?
No,
to be
I didn't want to. I thought it's gonna hurt me more, so I was like, let me just close that chapter like that. Yeah, and that was it.
Since then?
Yes.
Never brought back together again with life. Chance has never brought you guys together.
But the good thing, we view each other's content, so I think, yeah, we just wish each other all the best. Like, me, I wish her all the best in life, and ukotu hapo tu, yeah. Just to, yeah.
But it's hard, though.
It is hard, actually, because... she was one of my best friends. So. But anyway, it's life. I say it's life. It's life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's sad. Especially when someone leaves you unaware.
True. Me, I feel it was more of like, kuacha. No, the way you see in movies, like, mtu ameachwa kwa altar. Me, I think that was it. Because it was like her birthday. And then I was like, we were supposed to meet. Give her her presents. We go for a dinner. And then that day in the morning.
Just like that.
So
the gift never even got to her.
You know. Yeah.
You never even got to say happy birthday.
No. That was it.
How many birthdays have passed? 4. I'm at 3.
No. 1. Actually, it's just that.
That, huh?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Manze. Happy belated birthday from Lorraine. From the Vibe podcast.
Yeah.
You are still loved. Yeah. And so I think loved. That happened and it's life. And I think Lorraine is getting the hang of it. Polis, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, we don't get too much. But anyway, what did that teach you?
People, I think I learned, like, life is just a big thing where everybody ako kwa lane yake na everybody is just running to fika the finish line. And sometimes wengine inapiga corner, wengine inaenda hivi. So if it's like that, you just let it be. Let somebody focus on her own thing. Na wewe on your own thing and that's it. So yeah.
Mpatane destination.
Bas, yeah, mpatane huko mbele. Because I feel like, yeah, sometimes unakanga even then later in life uko like, maybe you work in the same company. Somebody brought you together and you need to work together. So life is so funny and sometimes weird. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So what can you put out there to people experiencing, like, somebody who's being outgrown right now or someone who's outgrowing, who's trying to outgrow someone? What would you say to them?
Kwanza, for somebody who, like, somebody has outgrow you, you just live your life. Be happy for the person. Don't take it like it's that personal. Personal, because life is is the way it is, because I feel like Kwanzaa right now people are fighting a lot of mental illness and everything. Like
there's a lot going on.
So let people be. You live your life, be happy for the person, move on. And where's it you come next time you guys are going to be like somewhere together and life is going to bring you back together. And for people, if you want to outgrow somebody, if you feel like somebody, like you guys cannot share the same intimacy as friends, just let it go. Let it go, because one thing I know about this life is going to bring more new friends, and you're going to forget about the old Nabado. If the old one puts you back, that's okay. That's gonna be a win-win. So
That's it. I think that's true. And I'd also add something. On this, it's a journey. So on this bus of life, the people who are going to, you'll start the journey with, they'll have to stop.
Yeah.
Stage yao ikifika, they'll be like, adios, thank you. I think I've known you for the greater.
True.
I think I need to take another bus to where I'm heading.
True.
Kwenye unaenda mimi siendi, ama kwenye wewe pia unaenda, I don't think we no longer serve us. Yeah, tashuka.
True.
Destination ni ile ile, but the means what watakutana nao kwa maisha are very different. So people need to get to understand. It really sucks.
Yeah.
But I'd say this, I think for men, it's way easier, man. Mepigwa rejections, Evers. Rejections na vijana is one thing. So I think it will be easy. Hata ukiwa, let me use the good word. Yeah. Ukiwa outgrown, you'll just, hakuna haja kufeel vibaya sana.
True.
Like Lorena said, life will bring you more friends,
true,
new ones.
Yeah.
Like opportunities.
Yeah, true.
Like opportunities. But true. To those who value friendships, I hope you get what you want.
Yeah.
I hope you get to find people that get to stand with you.
Yeah.
And if they outgrow you, pia ni sawa, there's nothing sad about it.
Yeah.
So it's part of a parcel of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'd just say that.
Yeah, true. And to add on that, like I wanted to say, okay, point imekuja nikapotea. Oh God. Oh yes, I was saying. Now, pia, I think pia people need to learn this, because I feel like it's just one thing. People, at this point, it's so alarming. Outgrowing somebody doesn't have to be so toxic. Ati lazima tukosane ama nini. It's so normal. One day tumefika hivi and you are not talking anymore. You don't have to kosana with somebody in the way. If you reflect back in your life, you're like, siungile shangi huyu. It doesn't have to be like that. Outgrowing somebody in a good way, like, you guys parting way, that's so normal. So get used to that. So that's so normal. You don't have to like kosana or anything. So
That's very, very deep. That's very deep. We can outgrow each other peacefully.
Yeah.
You continue with your life.
True.
I continue with mine.
Yes.
And I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that has been Lorraine Baraka. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so honored.
It was immense. And I hope valuable listeners who are meskia, and they're going to put A plus A together, 1 plus 1 together, and learn something out of it.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, till next time, this has been your host, Chief Sam, and
Lorraine Baraka. I've really, really enjoyed. So, yeah.
See you guys. And hey, more, I'll be able to share her link to her work so you guys can see her work. Also, get to vibe with and see what she has. The magic hands.
Yeah.
Till next time, bye bye, guys.